This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
But I think one of the most moving stories I've ever shared is told by Ken Sandy, who's an attorney, I think from the state of Idaho. But he tells a story about a German Shepherd dog that moved me to tears. It literally did. I heard him tell it. He said he was jogging in his neighborhood one day. It's a typical subdivision is the way he described it. When he saw across the street a blind woman walking with a German Shepherd seeing eye dog in front of her with the harness, the typical thing that you would see. And he said that she came up to a driveway where there was a car that was parked over the sidewalk. You can get the picture in your mind. It wasn't all the way in the driveway. It was straddling the sidewalk, and it obviously blocked that sidewalk. So when the dog came up to that place in the street, a route that evidently she was very familiar with, the dog stopped and started to pull to the right or left to go around the back of the car. And Ken Sandy said he just stopped in his tracks to watch what would happen. He said the woman pulled back on the harness and said straight ahead. She was evidently familiar with the route. And some of you know what happened. He stopped a minute, and then he pulled to the right again to go around the car. She yanked on the harness again and said, I said straight ahead. And the third time, he pulled to the right to get around the back of the car, and she yanked on the harness and kicked the dog in the hind legs and said, I told you straight ahead. And after the third or fourth time, Ken Sandy said he never said a word. He just watched the dog lead the woman right into the car. And as soon as she realized what had happened, Ken Sandy said, I wasn't prepared for what I was going to see. She got on her knees, and she put her arms around the dog and said, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You were trying to help me. You were trying to protect me. But I didn't believe you. I didn't, whatever. Who knows what she said to her dog. And the thought occurred to me, will there be a time in heaven where we get the opportunity to say, Lord, I'm sorry. You tried to warn our family about the demonic and the stuff we were watching, but we didn't listen. We said straight ahead, we're going to watch this. You tried to warn me that there was a demonic influence and there were things taught by demons, and you mentioned it in 1 Timothy. But you see, we had things to do and places to go and people to see, and we were too busy to pay attention to it. I wonder if we'll ever get an opportunity to say, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Some of us have spent a lot of time saying, I'm sorry to the Lord, I think. What's the message today? Behind every preacher, every teacher, everything that's written, everything that's sung is a spirit. And Paul is telling a young minister named Timothy in a place called Ephesus, Timothy, remember, some people are going to abandon the faith. They're going to turn their back on it. And they're going to follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Be aware of that, Timothy. And if you tell people these things and tell people that everything is to be received with thanksgiving, and when we pray over food, we consecrate it, we make it holy with by the word of God in prayer, you'll be a good minister. I think of all the seminars on how to be successful in the ministry and how to have a building program and how to raise money and how to do this and do that. And Paul just said, you want to be a good minister? Do these things that I share in chapter 4. What a powerful message for me. And what a powerful message for you about what's eternal and what's important. Believe it today. Let it change your life and let it speak to your family in terms of what you watch, what you listen to, what you do, and where you go. You see, everything is spirit-driven in our culture, whether we know it or not. Everything is. Let's pray together.
Well, if that statement is true, what does that say about what you watch, what you listen to, and what you read? Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.